this is a beautiful day. Our pastor is back. And the church is full of people we love. And it's Mother's Day. Do you know that in Ephesians, it says, it says, Jeremiah tells us that the God said, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you." Now, doesn't that sound like your mother? I think God knew what a mother was. He planted those plans into their hearts. And he knew that your mom was going to love you just like he did. See, mom even hugs you and rocks. Would you hold me and rock? My mom.
Wonderful. It is wonderful.
So give me the one special thing about your mom. We'll start with Katie.
She takes me places.
Takes you places?
She's good at her job.
She's good at her job. Henry? You love your mom?
Yes.
Does your mom feed you? Does she care for you?
Yes.
Yeah. What's the best thing about your mom or grandma? She welcomes people with an open heart. Nicole, what about your mom? What's the one best thing she does? What does she do? She doesn't do anything?
She does piggy that ride.
She does what?
She does piggy that ride.
She gives piggyback rides. Whoa. That's special. Breeden, how about your mom? What does she do? What do you like about your mom? Is she nice? Does she give you treats? Does she play with you?
She gives her
Snickers? Stickers. Oh, I like stickers.
I like Snickers.
Snickers, I do too. My hips don't. But you know, moms are very, very special. And God knew exactly what they needed to do. Because he was not going to be able to give all of us that immediate care. He's there for us all the time, and he listens to us like our moms do. But he knew that there was going to be a physical need from a mom. And he just said, "Well, Eve, sometimes you're going to be a mom." And from that, we learned how to be maternal. I don't have children, but I love children. And people tell me that I am very maternal in things that I do. So I will take that as a blessing that I had a good mother and a good sister who is an excellent mother. And so we watch, and God knows that we watch our parents and what they do. So you have good models of being a good dad, of being a good mom, and it's because that's how, and a good
grandma.
Right.
Grandpa.
Everybody. And that's because that was his plan. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for our mothers. We thank you for the care they give us, the love they give us, and we know that we need to be special to them today and every day because they are special to us and because they love you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I think it's Sunday, the money bucket Sunday.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's Heifer Sunday.
Oh, so.
Thank you.